Start 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The man suspected in a triple murder in suburban Philadelphia has been arrested. Nigel Thompson is with KYW Radio.
Andre Gordon is in Trenton police custody. He has been caught, but it was not here where he was caught. He was caught a couple blocks down on New York Avenue here in Trenton. That the suspected case is that before law enforcement could set the perimeter up here, and that happened around 10:30, he had slipped out.
He allegedly went on a shooting rampage this morning, killing his stepmother, sister, and the mother of two of his children. A panel from a United Airlines plane is missing.
An aviation safety analyst says it's unlikely investigators will find the panel from the fuselage of United Flight 433 because much of the route over Northern California and Oregon is a dense forest. United said that during a post-flight inspection, it was discovered the Boeing 737-800 was missing a panel near the landing gear. The pilots didn't declare an emergency. The analyst says the 145 passengers and crew probably had no idea the panel had fallen off. Dan Ronan for CBS News, Washington.
Israel remains intent on destroying Hamas and doing whatever it takes to do it. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Tel Aviv.
Hamas has vowed to launch future October 7 attacks again and again. And so long as Hamas is still there, it doesn't really have the luxury of worrying about becoming an international pariah, worrying about the information war, because they have an actual ground war that they see as an existential threat.
Now to the chaos in Haiti as gangs have taken over the capital. Here's CBS's Christiane Benavides.
Border tensions remain high. Friday night on the Haitian side of the border, gunfire rang out. And earlier in the week, two Haitian nationals attempting to cross the border were shot by a Dominican soldier. One was killed.
In Dayton, Ohio today.
I want to express our love for everyone touched by the terrible tornadoes that hit your state. They really hit it hard. Our hearts are with the families that lost a home or loved ones.
Former President Trump hosting a rally in support of Bernie Moreno ahead of Tuesday's Republican Senate primary in that state. According to Mediate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is planning to tap Nicole Shanahan as his running mate for his independent bid for president. She's a California-based attorney and entrepreneur once married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin. NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers had been considered as his VP pick, but is apparently now out of the running. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
But if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. It is time for Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by Honey Bee Cannabis, Wisconsin-growing cannabis from seed to shelf. It's all Wisconsin. THC-infused drinks, real organic fruit juice, gluten-free and no sweeteners. Honey Bee Cannabis Company. Find them on Facebook, Jennifer Street Market, and Woodman's here in Madison.
Jimmy, it's time for Live in the Lair. Award-winning singer-songwriter Katie Scullin can be found in a band with a band, solo acoustic duo, performing anywhere between the Northwoods of Wisconsin to the heart of Southern Texas. Winning her first award in 2009 with her band Rivalry, Katie has won several awards on her own terms and has forged a path to success with no one to blame but herself. Here is our celebration of Women's History Month, and back in the lair for the third time is Katie Scullin. Katie, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey.
Thank you so much. How are you guys doing?
It's great
so
to see
good.
You.
It's awesome. So good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to our new home, too.
Yeah, this is awesome. It's like the real deal.
We're like all growing up now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the first time we met was maybe Wisco.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh, boy, yeah. That's going back. Yeah, you've been at every one of the studios, I think, along the way. You've, like, grown with Maxine Gradio.
Yeah, for sure. It's been so fun. Good
that
to see you.
That is awesome. And last time you were actually in the studio, you brought your son.
I did.
It was his first radio appearance. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, he really enjoyed that, and he talks about it all the time. He likes to go through my Instagram feed, and he's like, I remember that day. That was so fun.
That's great. How's he doing? What grade is he in now?
He's doing good. Seventh grade. Yes, he's doing great. He is a soccer player, hockey player, saxophone player. Yeah, he's a
saxophone.
Busy boy.
Excellent.
Wow.
Yeah. He's great.
I love it. Katie, let's start at the beginning. You grew up in the North Woods of Wisconsin with no electricity. Tell us about how you survived.
Oh, I know.
And
right?
Then how did you get started playing music?
That's so funny. So I did spend a lot of time in the North Woods. I'm actually from Fort Atkinson. However, my grandfather had what we called the farm. And we would go up there for hunting trips with my dad and his brother and
where was the
family.
Farm?
The farm, Park Falls.
Park Falls, beautiful area.
Very, very far up there.
Just down the road from Copper Falls State Park.
Yep. I was going to say Jimmy's camp there.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So no electricity. I mean, there was an outhouse and we would just go up there for the weekend. It was scary too, like in the middle of the night, you know, there's like bears and stuff up there. So as a little girl, it was like you had to get over your fear of the dark pretty quick.
Wow.
But we had a lot of time to, you know, play in the woods and I don't know, make up fun songs and games and all that good stuff. So.
Do you ever have any crazy encounters with bears or coyotes or bobcats?
We did, yes, actually. Not at the farm, but up north. My parents have a house up there, and a bear actually came into our screen porch.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Yes. My dad was there, and he didn't make it in the house, but, you know, I think he smashed the garage. And,
oh, geez.
Yeah.
They're angry bear.
They're beautiful, but they're ornery sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if there's food or cubs involved.
Yep. And there's bobcats up there too. Yep. Elk now.
I heard
that. A moose. Yeah.
There's a moose on the loose in the North Woods Rocker.
Elk make good burgers, Jimmy.
They do.
Do they? Well, that's sad. I bet they're good though.
Oh, March is Women's History Month, and we'd like to hear some of your history in the music scene. Tell us about your journey taking the step to join a band, record, and win your first award.
Oh my goodness. Well, let's see. Music has always kind of been a thing, just ever since I was little, been singing and in plays. And I guess when I graduated high school, I had to make the big decision on what I was going to do with my life. And I ended up going to school for graphic design. And then I ended up actually stopping that and pursued music for quite a while. And that's when my brother and I started our band Rivalry. At first, we were Sibling Rivalry, and then we got our band together and we started just playing shows all over, doing Battle of the Bands. And we did a Summerfest in the Emerging Artist Series. And we won, which was really awesome. It's been a journey. That was so long ago. I don't even know.
What was that conversation like with mom and dad and the family when, hey, I'm going to quit school and play music with my brother?
I think there were some tears. Yeah. And I was like, I just got to try, you know?
Yeah.
And they supported me. I mean, I was doing the school thing and I was also writing music every night. And my dad would come in and listen. And he knew, like, this is a huge passion of mine. Like, I can't just ignore it. So I had to try while I was young. And the cool thing about my studies in graphic design is it actually helped me to promote what I was doing. I was able to design a lot of my own merch and album and all that good stuff.
That's an important part of being an artist, to be able to market yourself and get yourself out there and have people buy your stuff and come to your shows.
Yep. Absolutely.
Now, did your folks, did they play instruments? What role did they play in your kind of musical upbringing? You know, we know they supported you later on, but what about the beginning?
So neither my mom or my dad are musically inclined. However, I found out way later in life that my grandpa from Park Falls was in a band. And I found this really cool picture of him with his band out in front of the farm. And I swear they have mohawks. Like, I wow. gotta find it. I should post it. It's a really, really cool picture. But my parents brought home a piano for my brother and sister and I, and we all just gravitated towards it for whatever reason. They said it was haunted.
Piano?
Yeah. So maybe like that's what made us curious about it, but we all just got into it. And I was always inspired seeing my sister in plays. And then my brother got a guitar and started taking lessons. And I was like, I want to do that. So.
And what's your brother's name?
DJ. Well, it's Daniel.
Daniel. And is he still playing music today too?
He does. Yep. He'll be playing with me this summer in a couple shows.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And he's also in a cover band called Altar Boy Picnic.
Nice.
Altar Boy Picnic.
Yeah.
The rivalry reunites.
Yes.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You know, I've heard of rivalry for a long time, and I never actually knew the you know, origin.
The correlation. Sibling rivalry is where it started. Yeah.
Wow.
So when we started the band after that, we just cut the sibling, and that's where it went.
That is so cool. Well, let's get to live music in the lair with Katie Scullin, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Katie, the first song you have for us tonight, it's called Bloom. It was written during the pandemic. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah. So that was a rough time for us all. I had just graduated and I had gotten this really great job and I had all my gigs line up, things were going great, whatever. And then bam, it all went away. And I, you know, I was going through some things in life and I was sitting in my living room looking out the window and I saw this little bud on the tree that had changed from the week before to something totally different. And like all these little spikes. And I was like, you know what? There's something about change that I think is okay. And I just told myself in that moment that I was going to just embrace it. And I was going to write a song about that and push myself through it. And I self-produced the whole thing through the pandemic from home, which was really scary for me to be like, I'm going to do this. So yeah, that's kind of where Bloom came from.
All right.
Wow.
Through the growing pains.
It's a cool song. We're going to hear it right now. Katie Scullin's Live in the Lair. If you want to give us a call, ask Katie a question. Let's do it. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text from the Civic Media app. It's Katie Scullin, Live in the Lair.
Changing shapes, don't forget from where you came. won't you shy away?
It's Katie Scollin live in the lair here on Max Inc. on Civic Media, 844-967-2789. If you want to call and ask Katie a question, you can also text us as well, right from the Civic Media app. Katie, in 2017, you released the Elfin Pieces. That was done with a successful Kickstarter campaign. The track Porch Hangs reached the number one song on the top 41 of 2017 that we did on Max Inc. Radio. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. That was so fun.
Fun side note to that. The number two song was Icicles from Last Crack. And yes. Paul Schluter produced Pieces, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny. I was like, wait a second. We're competing here. It was a good competition.
That
right?
was a great time.
Oh, that's so fun. What a great
story.
We were
like neck and neck at the end there.
So the number one song on the top 41, then you appeared on the cover of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine. You took home a Mama Award for Best Pop and R&B Song. What did that year mean to your music career? There's a lot of stuff there that happened in 2017.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's kind of a blur. Pieces. That was a really, really, really fun and chaotic project, but so worth it. It was, you know, a similar start like Bloom. I just kind of knew that I wanted to try and do something. And that song actually, Whitney, which is the first track on the album, was like the inspiration there that, you know, I gotta try, you know. And Porch Hangs came out of it. I actually went down to Nashville and I worked with a songwriter by the name of Carrie Ott on that song. Phenomenal songwriter. And I don't know, just the whole process of getting through a full length album was a great experience, great learning experience. And yeah, good memories.
And that was at Megatone, right?
Megatone.
With Paul Schluter.
Yes.
And of course, you know, you played Atwood Fest that year
we did.
Paul Schluter in your band.
Yes.
Live.
Yeah. And he played Brat Fest with me, too. He's such a good guitar player. Oh, my gosh.
You got to experience the best backstage in Madison.
Yes, absolutely.
It must have been you who warmed him up to country music.
Oh, yeah, maybe. he's Elizabeth Mary. She's awesome, too. She's so good.
Oh, yeah. We had them in here a few months back. Phenomenal show. They're so good together.
Yeah.
And then by 2019, you were voted Best of Madison.
Yeah. What the heck? Huh.
Let's
I don't know.
Throw them all in.
Yeah.
I saw you supported quite a few names like Miles Nielsen, Bret Michaels, and even Charlie Behrens. Did he tell you to watch out for deer?
Yes, he did. Yeah. No, I was like too scared to like say, hi, I'm Katie, you know, but, I did. He's messaged a couple times, you know, like I'm like fan mail, like, hey, you're so funny. And he's like, yeah. Ope. Yeah. So
Charlie's great.
He is good. He's a good guy. And he's actually been recording at the studio that I'm recording at now in Fort Atkinson, which is
pretty
cool.
He's doing music or something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
He's got a great voice.
Does he really?
He does. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You never would have known.
That's the first I've heard of that one. This is news to me. That's great. Let's see. And Jay Leno, I saw him on your list.
Yes. I opened for Jay Leno at the, Crystal Grand Music Theater.
What was that like?
It was very nerve wracking, but also amazing at the same time. I got to meet him and he was just very warm and kind.
Did he ask you to take a ride in one of his cars?
I wish we talked about Bonnie Raitt. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so fun. And, well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Katie Scollin, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Endless Summer. How do you see your childhood memories from the lens of your son?
Oh, through the lens of my son. So, you know, growing up in the Northwoods, visiting up there a lot, we still go up there quite often in the summer. And a few summers ago, we put together this really cool treasure hunt for the kids. They had to work together and solve all these different puzzles, put a map together. They were on the boat and had to go across the lake to find the next piece of the map. And they had to slay the dragon to find the hidden treasure.
Yes.
It was like, it was really intense. But just seeing that joy of being on vacation in the Northwoods, unplugged, kind of off the grid, really brought back a lot of memories for me. And So I wrote this song, Endless Summer.
That's awesome. Endless Summer is Katie Scullin, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Holding my breath, hit the water, I'm diving in, open my eyes, yellow rays of light, flip till my head is up, clouds floating above me, soaring, dragonflies, ooh, this endless summer, I keep diving in, treasures of gold under towering trees, call it a masterpiece, captured in photographic memories. I keep diving in, wish I could fly, but I love to swim, only a moment, wrapped in the arms of my love, my kin, diving in this endless summer. Sets that magnify skies on the waterline, drinking it up till we're feeling high. Laughter that echoes the burning of embers are sparkling like fireflies. Ooh, this endless summer, I keep diving in, treasures of gold, a faraway kind. Call it a masterpiece, captured in all of the magic of sunrise. I keep diving in, wish I could fly, but I love to swim, only a moment, wrapped in the arms of my love, my kin, diving in this endless summer.
There it is. Katie Scullin live in the Lair here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We need more people to clap. Roger's over there clapping one hand with a chest while he's transitioning on the mixer there.
Yeah, well, I have to, you know, I have to let that last guitar chord ring before I, like, hit the mute button, right, and walk over here, so.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text with a question for Katie Scullin. You can do that right from the Civic Media app, Rocker.
Katie, you have some great videos in your catalog, and you studied in graphic design program, but switched to visual communications over at Madison College. Tell us about the technical Katie and your love for visual arts.
The technical Katie.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just very inspired by how it all works, like keyframing and you know, vector graphics and gradients, and like being able to create what I see in my head on the computer is just fascinating to me. Mm. My dad is actually a designer as well, so I think, you know, we're kind of similar in that realm. I love video production. I love audio production. I love graphics, and it just kind of felt right to sort of expand from the graphic design to the video side of things, the visual communication. So I like to do it all, I think.
That really has to bode well for you, you know, be an artist and getting your music out, making videos and stuff, drawing from that knowledge and be able to, something that you just said really dawned on me, because when I build a radio show, like the playlist and working with Rocker with interviews, I kind of hear the show before it happens a couple of times in my head.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
And I'm sure you, like when you're making a video or writing a song, you hear it in your head and you're piecing it together that in that technical way.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're just like trying, you're like throwing things at the wall to see what sticks. You're like, I know I'm hearing something or I'm seeing something. I can't quite figure out what it is. And then when you get there, you're like, that's it. Got it. Okay. That's what I'm trying to do.
And I saw that you switched from graphics to video because they offered some audio classes.
Yes. I thought like that was kind of my weakness in music. I, you know, got into it, songwriting, and I wanted to figure out how do you do the recording part of it. I was curious, you know, and there's a lot to learn. Like I struggled understanding EQ and all of the technical terms, and I'm like, I can't communicate what I want if I don't know what I want, you know? So that was intriguing to me.
That's great.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a great inspiration for gaining that type of knowledge.
Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite shows I watch on public television quite a bit, or even commercial television on, I think it's on Channel 27, Discover Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And you're doing some work for them. Tell us what you're doing for them.
Yeah. So Discover Media Works is like the umbrella company, and we do Discover Wisconsin. We have a couple different other series. One is called Into the Outdoors, which is an educational series for children about trying to get them outdoors and exploring and solving a lot of problems with, you know, the environment and this balance, right? So that's been really fun. And we do a lot of like corporate work as well, which is really fun. And we have a new series called Uniquely Wisconsin, which is, you know, the uncovered part of Discover Wisconsin, the unique stories that you wouldn't normally hear. So it's been really fun. The team is incredible. It's just, you know, like-minded individuals who like to do this kind of stuff, create and entertain.
Are you behind the scenes or are you on the camera on Discover Wisconsin?
I am behind the scenes. I've done some voiceover work. I've been on their podcast to talk about music.
Sure.
But yeah, behind the scenes.
Huh. Wow. Yeah, you're crazy. If you are really like, wow, that is really fun to do corporate work. You must really love video.
You know what? It's actually pretty cool because it's a challenge. It's a challenge. How do I sell this product here?
And well, you're selling Wisconsin. It can't be that hard, right?
Yeah. Beautiful state here.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Katie Scullin, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Katie, the next song you have for us tonight, it's your newest release, and it's called Unfailing. How hard is it to really find inner peace?
Oh, man. I saw that question. I was like, uh-oh, here we go. You know, you can continue to try and continue to try and continue to try. I don't even know where Unfailing came from. It was one of those songs that just wrote itself. And I felt compelled to leave a situation that I was in because I wasn't happy, you know, and I knew it was going to be a really difficult journey. And the song just kind of came from that experience. And I think it's about, you know, finding yourself again, wherever that might be. It's a song.
It's a song.
One of those songs that just, whatever, it came out.
We're going to hear it right now. Katie Scullin's Live in the Lair. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
In another town,
the open road I am sailing. Ooh. And the wind to my sails to sing the songs I am playing.
Katie Scullin live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Thank you very much, Katie. Appreciate
you.
Why don't you take a 2-minute break? We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about teaching and studying music and indie tune-up, too, plus more great live music live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
In a world where nothing makes sense anymore, see a movie about a time-traveling soldier who's half human, half zombie, and she's the only one who can stop the apocalypse. The movie, A Time to Die, was shot in Madison and will premiere on Friday, March 29th at Overture Center for the Arts. For ticket information, search for A Time to Die on Facebook.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free all all genres of music invited to compete. That's rocknsin.org. Rockonsin, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party! It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Welcome back to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight, live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Also want to say hey to Jeff, who's not here tonight, but he helps us out quite a bit. He owns Green Delivery Service, legal hemp flower, hemp products, edibles, and smoking accessories delivered right to your door, serving Dane County. Order them, order from them right now online, greendeliveryservice.company.site.
Thanks, Jimmy. We're back in the lair with Katie Scullin. Katie, you said your recent work, teaching, studying production, mastering, it's led to you to some of your most rewarding experiences yet. Can you comment further on that statement?
Yeah, I really enjoy teaching. I have a few students right now, and just watching them grow from point A to point B to point C in music and like light up when something clicks is just very rewarding, and being able to share the knowledge that I've gained throughout the years with the younger generation is just priceless to me.
This question obviously varies from child to child, but how do you find that nugget of gold in that kid to bring all that out you just explained?
Oh, yeah. Growing up at first, music was really difficult for me. I felt like teaching music in black and white made absolutely no sense to me. And so I really try to bring color into it. And I show like a color wheel as similar to like the circle of fifths when, you know, talking about theory and whatnot. And I'm also, I like to teach, you know, theory and, you know, sight reading as well as using your ears, because not every learner learns the same.
Right.
So I try to be careful in figuring out what type of learner they are.
It has to be hard not to assume something like that, too, and push them off into the wrong direction or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like, let's learn this Slayer song.
I don't know if I'd be good at that. I could try.
Going back to Women's History Month, celebrating women in business and being aware of issues that women still face today is what it's all about. What issues have you faced as a woman in the music business, and what can you tell young artists today to help them navigate these issues?
These issues, yeah. I've been through the things, I guess, as a female artist. I think sometimes just like being kind can be taken as like flirting or whatever.
Yeah.
And also standing up for myself in different situations has been difficult, because you're either looked at as, you know, being aggressive or whatever when you're actually just trying to, you know, stand up for yourself.
Negotiating a contract, a cost.
Yes.
Money issues.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been very, very hard to navigate, and taken me a long time to feel comfortable being like, okay, I'm going to turn that down because it's just not, you know, if I say yes to everything, then, you know, you lessen your value.
Is that something that can be taught, you think?
Or
is that just based on gaining the experience, so you know?
I think a little bit of both. You can gently nudge somebody to, you know, stand up for themselves, but also being tactful about it. And you learn, because not everybody's going to take it the same way. Everybody's different. Everybody has different feelings about, you know, tones and
right.
all that. So,
well, I mean, right now, young women and acoustic guitars is just a giant market.
Yeah.
So what do you say about to all these up-and-comers kind of out there in celebration of Women's History Month?
How do you make them stand out?
Women stand out. I keep doing what you're doing. Do you, girl? You know, get out there and be strong, and I guess be a role model for other women.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Katie Scullin, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight has yet to be released. It's called Clarity. Is this song about dangling your feet from a life raft on a foggy day?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, it is. Yes.
In the pond at the farm, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Or in the middle of the ocean.
Or in the middle of the ocean.
Yes. Is that what I said? I, like, typed that up so fast. I was like, okay. But I this song stemmed from, I actually dealt with some vocal issues, and I couldn't sing for a while, and had to go through, you know, quite a process to sort of hear myself again. And I think a lot of that, you know, goes in with their conversation about being, you know, standing up for yourself and growing a thicker skin in the industry. And so Clarity was kind of a turning point for me, where I kind of, like, I heard myself again when I was recording, and I felt like I was just out in the middle of the ocean, and I had no idea, you know, which way was which, and I had to rely on myself to find that direction, the right direction for myself. So this is Clarity.
Well, we're glad you found it. Katie Scullin's Live in the Lair is Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Hey, wait a minute. I remember now. I found a little note in my back pocket. I must have put it there to remind myself that it's okay to feel again. Oh, that it was a moment. Time passes by just like clouds in the sky, and we often forget of the ebbing tide. The soul's moonlight. Promise me that you hear me out. Don't you forget what it's all about. It's the journey, and I'm still learning from this point of view. Hey, can't you feel it out there in the distance? But all I can see is the fog on the breeze. I don't know which way is south from east, or the distance between. You hear me out. Don't you forget what it's all about. It's the journey, but I'm still
Very nice. I like that song a lot.
Thank you.
I can almost hear the mental awakeness coming in that song.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Katie Scullin live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Katie, you like hard rock, punk, and metal?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Max Inc. Heavy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. And M. Shell's going to have an interview with Casket Robbery is coming up tonight at 10 o'clock here on Cross Pacific
nice.
Media Radio Network. So, Katie, tell us about Indie Tune-Up. I know a little bit about this from our previous conversations in the past, but tell us about Indie Tune-Up. It's coming up May 1st, right?
Yeah, Indie Tune-Up is awesome. It's a showcase. Three different artists come. There's food and like the whole production thing. It's a very intimate setting. Indie Tune-Up started back in the day. Dale Sticca, you know, So Sonic and all of
sure.
that. It's been great. You know, he has been building this up for quite a while. You come in and you perform live for an intimate audience, and it is videotaped, which is really cool, and it can be streamed. Yeah,
that's
it's great.
That's at the same place, just off Greenway Cross, whatever.
Yes.
It's Soul Sonic, the listening room.
Yes.
Cooper Talbot used to MC that, right?
Yeah, she did. So there's a new MC. I have not met her yet.
Okay.
It's actually in a new building now, which is eventually going to be the Copa facility.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dale bought a large building out there, very close to where Sticker Brothers was. And it's going to be like part school, part performance.
Yeah.
It's really a large place.
We should get Dale
giant
to talk
facility.
About that.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. So what else is, that's on location, right? Or excuse me, online, right?
Actually, it is a live performance.
Live performance.
Yes. Yep. May 1st.
How do you find out about TuneUp?
IndieTuneUp.com, I believe. otherwise, they're on Facebook. I'll have a link to it on my website.
Now, you released a few singles, but you're officially working on a new album. Spill the tea about that. I mean, what can we expect and when can we expect it?
Music.
I know. I was like, do I say this or do I not say this? So I know that I'm like putting all the pressure on myself. I launched a Patreon, 2022-ish, and I've since released three songs, and I have five other songs in the works right now. And a handful of songs in the repertoire. And I feel confident to say that another album is going to be coming. The actual release date, no idea. But I am hoping either by the end of 2023 or early 2024.
Give a shout out to your Patreon backers because they're awesome,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, it is so awesome. It really, I mean, it holds me accountable as well, which is great. And they get to see all this like behind the scenes stuff. They see the rough cuts and the bloopers and they get little snippets of the song, you know, as it's being produced.
Yeah. But I love that because then that builds connection. It allows me to connect with you as a fan,
yes.
being art, and people love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? It makes you human.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Katie Scullin, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Cornerstone, another yet-to-be-released song. Tell us about Cornerstone.
Cornerstone, one of those songs that kind of wrote itself. Cornerstone.
Cornerstone.
Yeah, right. This was like a turning point in life. And, you know, I think it stems from like my first initial step into the music scene in Madison, playing open mics and just like getting into the world of music and all the things that have happened since.
Here's a fun fact. Rocker was in a band once called Cornerstone.
Oh, no
a
way.
Blues band.
No way. That's awesome.
Oh, Jimmy. Wow. He comes up with a little fun fact.
Hey,
it's true.
Is it?
It's true. Early 90s, Cornerstone.
Yeah. Can we hear it somewhere?
Yeah. It's online.
We got
we
music
play
in
it every
library.
Now and then.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. Blues.
I would love to hear it.
Katie Scullin's live in the lair. We would love to hear you sing another song on Max Inc. Radio.
Heart of all the charm. strolled into a bar, dim-lit film noir in the warm glow, playing on a silver screen, strangers shuffling through, laughter deja vu in the moment, I laid eyes on you. I keep going back, knowing what I had before I met my match, lay the cornerstone, walk the street I know.
Presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Move to Madison.com. Katie, you're awesome. That last song, it was exactly how I heard it three times before the show tonight.
Yay! Awesome. Thank you.
We're going to be able to catch you performing live at Bratfest here in Madison on Saturday, May 25th. It has to be super exciting for you to be back on the big stage.
Bratfest is always so fun. Yeah. It is a good old time, and I'm really excited because this year is another chance to play. The last time we played, we got rained out. So we are praying for sunshine this time.
Right. Are you doing solo or are you with the band?
I'm with the band.
Who's in the band these days?
Okay, my brother, DJ. My brother's best friend and my best friend's husband, Jacob Bear, is my bass player.
Nice.
Scott Chazon on drums.
Scott, yeah, he's great.
And crossing my fingers, his name is Steve Bannock, and he's an incredible piano player.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And that's Bratfest, Saturday, May 25th. You talked about your Patreon. Talk about some of the benefits that you can give to people on the Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon. You get, you know, behind the scenes footage. I send out little snippets of production that I'm doing, you know, in the studio, playing the piano, working out the kinks in the song. You can hear the songs actually before they're released, before they're mixed, before they're mastered, and behind the scenes video footage. I do a lot of production for video shoots too, and photo shoots and all the artsy stuff.
What's the website?
It is patreon.com/KatieScullin.
Well, we just have a few minutes, Katie. And thanks so much for taking the time to come in from Fort Atkinson tonight and play for us live in the Lair. Last time you were here, you surprised us with an amazing version of Across the Universe by the Beatles. What surprise do you have for us tonight?
I have another new unreleased song that I haven't even shared with the Patreon people yet.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
But I want to say thank you both so much for having me back on the show.
Well,
this is always so fun.
Katie.
You guys are awesome. This song is called Parade.
All right. It's Katie Scullin live in the Lair. Max Inc. Heavy's coming up next. It's Max Inc. Radio.
It's been 5 years since you left it all. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? 10 years since you tripped back there. You were hanging on. barely hanging on. Speak out the unfolding of what you're laying on. What you're laying on. Now tell me what you're gonna do, knowing that the day is gone. The day is gone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Gone. Dance around this town as it comes pouring down, raining on my parade, fade into yesterday. I find my footing again, growing a thicker skin. Rain down on my parade, fade into yesterday. Sometimes they don't care to see. And your true friends, a few between. And deep down, it's a shot in the dark. All the time it takes behind the scenes. One day you're gonna wake up knowing it's all about to give, it's overflowing. Where will you head all along? Dance around this town as it comes pouring down. Yesterday, I find my footing again. I'm growing a thicker skin. Rain down on my parade, fade into yesterday.
Katie Scullin live in the lair. Thank you, Katie, so much.
Thank you.
Stick around. Max wow. Inc. Heavy is coming up next. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.